Blog Talk Radio.
Today is January 22nd, 2011, and you're listening to Oracle Radio. We're broadcasting live from the United States to all of the wonderful people in the world. I'm Shin Shu, your host.
And I'm Traveler, your co-host for today.
All right. Thank you for joining me today. And Traveler, thank you for joining me. Traveler is our special co-host today, as you know. I have been co-hostless for a couple of weeks. But when somebody comes back, I'm sure he'll jump right in right where he left off. But in the interim, I want all of you to know that we are invited. We have a special invitation for all you wonderful speakers out there, hosts and people who are out there in the world trying to make a difference. We have an opportunity, which we'll make as part of our announcement this morning. If you're on the West Coast and this afternoon, if you're in the East, and if you're somewhere else in the world, and it's evening, good evening. Today's show is entitled Beyond the Rhetoric, Part 2. Now, in today's show, we will explore beyond the rhetoric through question and inquiry, as we always do. The questions we present to you are intended to give you back to yourself so you can get back to your original higher state of consciousness and you can live life abundant and free. There may be some words, expressions, and ideas that we may share that may strike a chord in you. If so, we want you to pay attention to that voice. We want you to watch it, critique it, be the observer of your own thoughts. This is so critical, people. All of you people in the world, we love you. We want you to know it is a critical thing that you watch your own thoughts. Watch them. Pay attention to them. And when, as we're sharing, we're going to have some questions that will come up that if you decide that you will allow yourself to be wowed by what we're sharing, then you will be. And if not, then you can make a different choice. If you don't choose to get angry and all irritated about the comments and the statements that are being made, you can actually become an active, engaging participant and join us. Get motivated. Drop in here and contribute your own ideas and perspectives in this co-creative process because it's really up to you. The choice is yours. What do you have to say about that, Travis?
Well, I tell them to come on. Join the process. Be in action every day.
Excellent. Well, we're going to get started. I have no announcements today, but I do want to, as I mentioned previously, that we had a special treat for all of you. It's our number one treat. We are extending invitations to all of you wonderful hosts out there, all of you wonderful speakers, those who want to get in here and make a difference and bring some provocative topics and questions to our listening audience to help move them on the path of their personal transformation to give them back to themselves. Well, this is your opportunity to join forces with us. Come on to our show. Send us a request to guest host at OracleTheTruth.org. You can come to our website at www.OracleTheTruth.org and you can complete one of our host forms to be on Oracle Radio. So definitely get in here and be a part of this co-creative process because it's really about all of us, not just any one of us individually. So definitely. So next, I'm going to turn it over to Traveler, and she's going to give us a preview of our previous show, and then we'll get right into this topic because it's a hot topic. It's so hot. My hands are steaming.
Okay, well, let's get right into it. Not all right. Let's get right into it. Most of the world is caught up in the illusion of experience, of life, as though it is actually real. It is a holographic experience of life and hologram, and the hologram is transparent. That was one key point. The next key point, the biggest fallacy perpetuated in the illusion is the personal beliefs you hold for yourself, and I think sometimes for each other too. Number three.
You got that right.
Yeah, exactly. Others' expectations of you sometimes don't match up, and there's conflict. So the next thing, nothing is happening by anyone's unconsciousness that he or she did not already set in motion. And I think we talked about being the director, the actress, actor in our own lives. Which one are you?
Yes,
you mm-hmm. are at, yeah, and you have to understand that you are at the helm, and ultimately you are always the producer. You are having the experiences you have chosen to experience.
Yes, and that you're choosing to experience right now, right in this, being on this call, calling into the show and being a part of this is a choice that you're making. This is the beauty of co-creation. This is the beauty of creation, that you are at the helm all the time. Nothing is happening to you. Everything is happening by you. That is really the message of the Illusion Chasers series, that you, this illusion that's out there is like this tapestry of possibilities of what can and can't be and all that. But this notion of reality that people have come accustomed to living in that is a false reality. So, but I know that's just what we talked about in the last show. But in this show, which is our main topic, Beyond the Rhetoric, Part 2, now, as you know, we've had a Part 1. And if you have not listened to Part 1, we invite you to visit the Oracle London community to peruse our archives of shows. So we have a lot of shows in archives that you can actually listen to. So definitely listen up. Go back to some of those shows because they're leading up to today's show. Everything we've been doing is leading up to today, and pieces and pieces are being given along the way. So the more you tune in, the more enriching your life will become as you begin to allow your light to shine and illuminate by applying the principles and the techniques that we're sharing. So what is this show about today? Are you ready to give it to them, Traveler? We're going to give them a little bang, right? Pow! If you can see me in animated form, right?
Exactly.
Cartoon character. Well, by the way, which I have one of my artists actually drawing a cartoon character for me for my new website. But Shinshuri, the superstar with the big S on the chest.
There you go.
There you go. So universal truth is not confined by religious or dogmatic undertones. It is an expression of unconditional love in a single life form. Can you handle truth expressed in multiple forms? That's one of our questions today. We're going to pose it to our listeners. We want to hear from you. So call in if you're going to be participating or type in our live chat, and I'll give you that information in a second. Even when the truth does not seem to align with what you think or believe, are you willing to integrate the power of one? That is the main focus of this show today, and we're going to talk about it in depth. I'm so excited about this topic because it's going to open things up. We're going to start one by one, as I said in the last show. We're going to pull down that wall of illusion, and we're going to give you back to yourself. So if you are interested in dialoguing with us, commenting with us, sharing your ideas, your experiences, examples, or just questions, definitely call us. Call-in number is 347-633-9530. That's our call-in number, so definitely give us a call and get in here and dialogue and participate with us. You can also type your comment or questions in our live chat. This is an opportunity for you to connect, share, dialogue, and contribute. Now, there's one more thing that I want to share with everyone is that the more you listen in to our live shows and get be a part of this co-creative process every 2 weeks, we're going to be doing some giveaways. So in our next show, we're going to do a giveaway. We're going to give away some gift certificates for those who are tuning in and participating. So if you are, you'll have an opportunity during the live show to do some things and only an hour after the show to actually do some things that are going to be set up for within this show that when you are participating live is your only opportunity to get access to that information because only an hour later you can have it open for a window of time for those who are participating. So tune in into this because you can have some nice gifts and prizes that we're going to be giving away for those who are tuning in and being a part of Oracle Radio. Okay? So with that, before I continue, is there anything you want to share with the listening audience, Traveler, before we delve into our first question?
Well, I'm already there because I am interested in what some of the responses will be to your first question. The first part of it, just the universal truth and how it's not conformed or confined, I should say, by religious or dogmatic undertones. I'm interested to hear about it. How do you break down those walls of religious and dogmatic undertones that you, in some religions, have grown up with?
Exactly. So the first question, before we can get to that one, because that's the main thing, that's the coup de grace in life. Sucker punch, right? The first question we want to ask you, if you're in our live chat, definitely answer this question because we want to hear your response. And if you're in the live, if you've called in, definitely call in. We have a caller already on the line that I'm going to open up the line for here in a second. But before I do, let me throw the question out there. What is your philosophy of life? What do you believe? That's our question. What is your philosophy? I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'm going to open up the phone for the caller that has their hand up. What is your philosophy of life? All right, that's the first question. What do you believe? All right, so that's what we want to hear. We want to hear you guys' comments about this. Definitely tell us your perspective, and we're going to read your responses to you in a live chat online so that others can know what you're saying, and we'll dialogue about it, and we'll have a co-creative dialogue. So now let me open up the line for this caller. Uh-oh, looks like the caller left. Darn. All right, call back, caller. I wasn't quick enough. I didn't get you in, so I'm going to definitely get you in if you call back in. So what do you believe is our question? So I'll pose that question to you. Now let's type it in the live chat. Do you have a bit of fear out there? Can you bridge the conversation? Am I sensing that we have some listeners tuning in that really don't want to go there? Well, we'll go there for you. Okay, here's the caller. I'm going to open up the line for our caller. Caller, sorry, it took us a while to get to you. Number 1147 is the extension. You're online if you want to ask a question.
Well, first of all, hi, Centurion Traveler. I lost the line at first because it's a little bit staticky, and I tried it on my computer and my phone, so it's kind of straining to hear a little bit, and I tried it on the computer too in some way.
Okay. Tell me, is it me or is it Traveler, or is it just the show as a whole?
I think it's just the show as a whole.
Okay. The show as a whole?
Do you
hear that?
Yes, I'm hearing
it
a little bit.
How about now?
Is
that better?
I mean, I can hear you clear now. Just sometimes you kind of go, I guess it gets too loud, and then I can hardly hear what you're saying.
Oh, okay. So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I know that usually when that happens, the recording ends up being a lot better. When sometimes that happens in Blog Talk Radio, and I don't know why, but
okay.
Thank you for letting me know. Thank you for letting me know. But what our question was that we posed was, what is your philosophy of life? What do you believe? Because it's going to lead into our question, our deeper question for the show, can you handle truth expressed in multiple forms, right? And if so, are you willing to integrate the power of one? So that first question, when we posed it to our listeners in the chat, we're waiting to hear it. Our chat is not saying much, so don't be fearful. This is an open collaborative dialogue. So we got the co-host and myself here, and we got a caller on the line. So we're going to dialogue about this, and we hope to hear what some of you have to say about that question. What is your philosophy of life? What do you believe?
I guess that's a broad question for me. So are you talking about the religious aspect, or what do you really mean? Because I don't...
Whatever, it doesn't matter. It's whatever you believe. If you believe that science is what it's all about, then I mean, say that. If you believe that there's a God and that everything is coming from a religious perspective, say that. I mean, if there's no right or wrong answer. It's just we're trying to open up the dialogue to start the discussion so we can move into some new thoughts by answering questions that cause you to think.
I believe we all can get to a place where we can truly be who we are, that we can truly live our lives in love and peace and just harmony. I believe that we all can get there. But I also believe that there are different avenues that can be taken. I may get there by sitting with myself, listening to the silence, meditation. Somebody else may get there from whatever religion that they're active in. So I believe that, you know, there are many different avenues to get to the same place that we're all trying to get to. And we just have to find what works for us and what resonates with us.
Yes. Okay. All right. And how about you, Traveler? You hearing this?
Yeah. And when you ask the question, what is your philosophy? I mean, ever since I've started working with Oracles of Truth and everything, it's changed. And I think it's something that doesn't stay fixed. Because as you learn, as you grow, as you expand, as you experience, that philosophy changes if you're willing to be open to it, open to that new truth or perspective or different avenue as to how to get to that point of state of being, that higher state of being that we're all looking for, or at least hopefully looking for.
So I love what you just said about the progression. And so could you share how your philosophy has evolved from when you first started to now?
Well, I have to say that I wasn't a gray person. That gray area, I didn't delve in too much because it has a lot of uncertainty. And with that base of, I guess what you would call it, fear or just a person with high anxieties about being right or wrong, you kind of stay away from those gray areas of life. Everything is either black or it's white. You know, it's either wrong or right. So you try to stay away from that, but as you learn and you grow, you kind of figure it out that it really isn't just black or white, one way or the other. It's a lot of variations in between, depending on your perspective. And that's why
yes.
I speak with her, but she says we all have our path, but it's a different avenue or route that each individual may take in order to get there.
Okay. So I love what you just said. You said some stuff about the black or white thing. And one thing that I know from the sacred geometry is that there is, you know, we've been living our lives, consider this, that we've been living our lives as though everything is black or white, up and down, left or right, good or bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's really not the truth of our experience now, is it? Because even if you look at, there's always a meaning. Like, for example, if I say yes or no, isn't there a third option? Can you tell me what that third option is? If I don't want no and I want yes, what is my third option?
You say you don't want no and you don't want yes?
Yeah, let's say you have two options, okay? Because usually people say, well, I only have two options, right? If you have two options, what is that? That's an ultimatum. That's not a choice. If you say you have to choose yes or no, is that really choice?
You're absolutely right, because be able to abstain.
Right? Is that really choice? If I have to choose yes and no, what if I have a third choice that's not here on your list? What if my choice is not yes or no? Exactly. We have a listener that's tuned in the chat. They type maybe. This listener, C0604, perfect. Maybe. How about possibility? How about I don't even want yes, no, or maybe. Maybe I want something that y'all ain't even thought about yet. I want to go over here and do this choice that's not even on this list. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're saying when we talk about in this show, going beyond the Reddit. What we've been given, what we've been told all of our lives is that when we were born into the world, you got a name. And you had no other choice but that name. Think about it. From the time you enter the world, you are programmed to take on an identity, get your social security number. You can't change it unless there's some God, you know, there's some catastrophic thing that happens, someone steals your identity or something, then they might give you a new serial number, you know, a new social security number, maybe. But you have to go through this long, arduous process to even change your name. And even when you do change your name, you can't really change your first name as much as you can your last name, and you can change it from identity to identity. So there's this programming that gets set up. But when you come into the world, you set up to think this is rigid. But it's really not. For whatever reason, we are teaching ourselves to think in an isolated view, which is not who we really are. That's what's going on, okay? So that's what this questioning is about. The question is saying, can I believe that this belief, the Christian faith, is absolute? Can I believe and know that the Buddhist faith is absolute? Can I believe and know that the Muslim faith is... I'm not saying that you should discard those things. I'm saying that there are options, and that those options have become rigid. That's all I'm saying. What if you were to take each of those options, and we'll use the Christian view for a second. If we were to take the Christian view and we were to really look at what works now and what doesn't work and say, well, I hold to these truths that are part of this belief, but it's limiting in what I know in my experience in knowing of God and what I've experienced of God and what they're talking about here. So if I want to go beyond that, I have to get back to my natural state. I have to get back to the state before I got programmed. That's what's going on. So how can I get back to my natural state, even though I've been enculturated to believe and to know a certain way? What I come into this world is just a world. It's like an experiment. And then when you come in here, it's a closed system. But there is such a way of life that is outside of this world that is so open and free, and there are no borders. And if you get there, you can be who you want to be, and you can manifest creation in new, expansive ways because you're not limited by the rigid view that's defined by what you've learned in this world, okay? So this is where we're going. We're going to the ancient wisdom and the ancient state of being. Do you even know where we come from? Are you willing to embrace the fact there is more than one truth in the world? There really is. If you think about it, there's a Christian truth. There's a Buddhist truth. There's a Islamic truth. There's a there's Judaism, which is another truth. There's Jainism. There's Hinduism. I mean, I could keep going. These are all different truths. But are any of them absolute? Or are they only representations of a larger truth that when you look at that particular truth, it is actually cut off because it's a limited view of the totality of the all? It's like taking a puzzle. If I were to give you a puzzle and I told you that this piece and this piece, all these pieces go together, but I never showed you those other pieces, and I said, now go figure it out. And then you discover there's another piece to it. All of a sudden, you start to put those pieces together and make a wonderful tapestry, correct? So if you see truth as that, then there is a universal truth that encompasses all of these individuated forms. There is no singular truth. There are many. And all of those are a representation of the total whole. And that is what you're talking about. What do you have to say about that? A caller, listen, we've got a lot going on in the chat now. People are coming in. We've got, let me see if we got any new callers online. Nope. But we've got a lot of activity in the chat. I'm going to read through some of the chat unless each of our callers want to share what's coming up for them with what I just said.
This is T. Woods. I can come in from the phone. I come from a Christian background, and I've lived in the South for most of my life, and now I live in Illinois now. But when I came here, for some reason, I began to be drawn to many people of different religions. Like, I've met a friend that, you know, practiced Buddhism. I have a friend that's a Muslim. I have a friend that considers herself an atheist. And it's like one day I just realized that I was like, wow, you know, I have all these friends in my life now that have different religious backgrounds than me. And it's like I saw these people, and they were some of the most, beautiful people, you know, as far as spirit is concerned. And that really triggered something in me to say, you know, I don't know, you know, if I believe that Christianity is the only way, because I can't believe that these people that I know, that I have come to know, I cannot believe that you're telling me that these people are going straight to hell, as in the, you know, what Christians believe. So going straight to hell. So that really started challenging my thinking on, and my beliefs on, whether I thought that Christianity was the only way. And to this day, I've kind of grown out of that, and I truly feel within my heart that Christianity is not the only way, and that has really opened me up to different perspectives and to different people. And I think that's done so much for me in my life where I am right now.
Yes, and I would agree, because what's coming up for me as you said that was that you're opening up to your truest essence.
Right.
You're being called to those people who are from different viewpoints, because your inner soul, your inner spirit knows the truth of who you are. You are more than the physical body that you're in and the identity that you've taken on, and that the expression of truth comes from many perspectives. There is an ultimate reality, okay? But that ultimate reality is inclusive. It is not divided. It is not separated. It is one that includes, and it's universal, and then we call it here on planet Earth, oneness. That's where you and I are one, that when I see you, I see God. If I can't see you and you're right here standing in front of me, how can I even say that I even know about the esoteric wisdom that exists in all of the cosmic universe? How can I even say that I know what that energy is and what it manifests and how it allows me to have movement and being and creative power if I can't even accept you and you are a reflection of the same energy that I said that I know and I want to hold on to to or be a part of. I can't do that in this world and then cut myself off from my brothers and sisters who are of another belief system, because the God that's in me is manifesting in them. And if I continue to hold to that truth, I'm going to continue to divide and separate. I'm not going to do what the Christian Bible speaks of, unconditional love, which is what Jesus spoke about, and that is bringing together the brotherhood of all nations, Jews and Gentiles, right? I mean, that was the message. It's been distorted over time, okay, because there have been people in power who want to, you know, control certain, you know, groups of people, but they distorted the truth and they've hidden the truth and they've made it, you know, be a certain way that people started to think, oh, well, it's only this way. And when you're taught a fallacy and that's not, that's all you've been taught all your life and you've never experienced nothing else, then how can you ever know the truth? Because that's all you've ever known in a closed system.
Well, I want to add to that as well. I mean, the key point there of what T. Woods was saying, and I thank you for calling in, is that she is open, which is where a lot of people are not in this time. And my thing is that I've learned, especially within the last couple of weeks, I've written a couple of papers through school and everything, and the part of it is that what do you believe? How much do you believe about what is written, what is on TV, radio, any kind of media given information? You must consider the source. And my saying that is just that, like you say, the distortion over time of what is actually the truth. You must consider these things when you're interacting with different individuals. And you have to be open to listen. I mean, that is what breaks down the walls that have been brought up with the distortion of information, of prejudice, fear of other people. And, I mean, we can't ignore it at this point. We have to pay attention in order to be able to evolve and move on.
Yes. Yes. I have another question. I have lots of dialogue going on in the chat, and I'm going to read some of the comments that are coming through from the listeners in the live chat. At the beginning, when we first started talking, we had a lot of dialogue coming through, and one person said, a lot of people fall back on something outside of themselves instead of self-outward. That came from C. Okay? And then Mike Hugh Hyart goes and says, I mean, a lot of people fall back on what they have been told rather than think their own thoughts, okay? And then Dream Master chimes in and says, for me, I believe religious leaders use their power to control individuals for their personal growth, okay? And then he goes on to say, not all leaders, just some of them. And then he chimes in and says, lazy man's way of heaven, does it work? Okay, so these are some of the comments that are coming in as I'm reading the stream that's coming through. Now, I have another question. Another question that I have for this topic is this. What if you woke up one day to learn that there is far more hidden and mysterious about life than the world religions simply cannot and have not been able to answer? That's the question. What if? That's our question, and I want to ask, and I'm going to type this in the live chat, and I'm going to ask everyone, if you think you know the or have an answer or a comment to this, definitely chime in and let us know, because we want to hear what you have to say. And any of our listeners on in the open line, what do you have to say, T. Woods or a traveler? If you woke up one day to learn that there is far more hidden and mysterious about life than the world's religion simply cannot and have not been able to answer, what is, what would you do? How would you handle that? What's your comment to it?
I think we wake up that way every day. And my perspective on it right now is that I think there are some world religions that can answer the questions, but the higher-ups within that religious sector don't give the information to the general public. possibly for fear that they would lose their power? I'm not sure. But I think there are answers out there for us all. But some people that hold that answer in power won't give it up because of the fact that they would lose their power.
Okay, so yes, that is true. But what if the power they think they have is all false? That's part of the illusion that's being created. Okay, mm-hmm. That's one question. That's one comment I want you to think about. But in response to my initial question, what if I told you, this is a question, that none of us are from planet Earth? What are you going to say now? Tell me. I didn't hear no comments. What's going on? It got silent all of a sudden. What if I told you you are not from this planet? You just think you are. And what if I told you not only that, but you're born into the planet, and when you die, you know, you don't even have to come back if you don't want to. But there are other possibilities of living that the world religions just simply don't know. Okay, one of the callers saying that I was cut off, so let me go back again. And I'm going to turn my volume up here. Let me turn my volume up to make sure everybody can hear me real good. I want to make sure y'all can hear me.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay, so here we go. What if I told you you were not of this world? None of us are from this planet. We're only born into the planet. And when we die, we have the opportunity to go other places. And what if I also told you that you have the ability right now to leave this planet if you so choose? What if I told you that? What would you say? It sure did get quiet again.
what you're asking is for people to step outside of their physical into the metaphysical or more spiritual aspect of themselves. When I think that a lot of us are afraid to even step into that and actually verbalize it.
Let me say this to you. What I'm speaking about, and I hear where you're going with that, but I want to clarify something before you finish, because where I think you're going, I don't want you to go there, because that's not what I mean. There is a metaphysical thing going on the planet, but it's not the truth of who you are. Who you are is beyond this planet, and you have the ability to leave at any time if you choose. And then the reason why I know this is because I have done this. So I just want to ask you, if I told you it is possible for you to leave this planet right now, what would you say? I know that's going to have a little bit of cognitive dissonance in your being, because if it doesn't align with what you know, it's something new. It's something different. Just because it's new and different, it doesn't mean that it's not possible. This is the line of questioning that I'm talking about. This is the line of questioning that when you start living in that space as your true essence, there's nothing impossible. You can do what Jesus could do, walk on water. Because it's all an illusion, and you have control beyond what you've created of the experiment. The experiment we're living in is of our own creation, and we've forgotten who we are. Most of us are not able to do it. So when we go out to the ocean, we're like, shoot, I'm gonna drown, because you believe that this is real. And as long as you hold it in your consciousness as this is happening to me, instead of I am the creator of it all, you're never going to be able to do it. It takes growth and process and practice. Yes, it does. And in order to sustain it for a very, very long time, you have to be doing it on a regular basis. I'm speaking on things that have happened to me when I just got a glimpse of it, which means that it's not sustained yet in all areas of my life. That means that there's areas of my life I still need to work on. When I can get to the point where I can literally do it and just do it at will, then it'll be as what you heard in the Christian Bible, you know, in the twinkling of an eye. We'll be transformed. We'll move, and we'll have our being. We won't be limited by the flesh. You see? This is what we're talking about. So I just want to hear what others. There's a lot of coming out. There's a lot coming. Oracle Treehouse said, let's pack and go to Jupiter. And then C says, do I have to come back, and is it better? I'm telling you, when you can step into a whole new space of living outside of this, you have chosen to bring your consciousness down to planet Earth. You can leave at any time. You're not required to stay here. You're only here because you keep choosing. Every time you wake up in the morning, you're saying, I want to be here. Every time you wake up, you're saying, I want to be here. This is the truth that is not explicitly communicated in the religious text. This is probably like, for some people, like, what? Oh, she's talking like she's smoking. I'm not smoking. I'm telling you. I don't smoke. I'm high, baby, but I'm high on energy and spirit from the cosmos. I'm high from the source of energy that permeates through all of life. That's what I'm high on. And if you call that being high, then I don't want to come down. And yes, I get in the car and drive every day just like everybody else. And yes, I'm living and breathing just like you. But I know what's possible, and I'm working towards sustaining it, not just for myself, but for everybody. Me too. That's what's up. Any comments? What's coming up for you, Tamika? Traveler?
I'm not. What's coming up for me is I know that I'm not there yet, okay? I feel like I've kind of, over the last, maybe 1-2 years, I've just come into realization that it is more than, I guess, conscious realization, that it is more than just the physical, you know, aspects of the world. It is more than just one particular religion. It is more. So I've come into that light. So now I'm just at the point where I'm just exploring, you know, through meditation, trying to explore what I believe is beyond the physical, and and that's something that I'm working on. So I'm definitely not there where I can just, you know, say that I know that to be true, because I'm not there.
Yes, and I'm telling you, these things are possible. I've got a taste of it. I'm gonna tell you, last year, November 20th. I got a taste of it. November 20th, I and my consciousness opened my consciousness while I was sleeping and let me see myself while I was sleeping. And when I woke up, I knew that I was awake in the dream. And I've been awake in the dream ever since that moment. Before, I was awake, but it was like there was still there's only so much information they'll give you at a time, because there's only so much that you can sustain, because you have to have a complete clearing of your whole essence. Your whole essence has to be completely clear. No attachments. No, you have to be willing to say, I want to go do that unequivocally and be in direction with whatever orders or instructions are being given to you. If you're not comfortable with taking the instructions and you don't know where those instructions are coming from, you just feel that it's an angel or it's an energy, it's hard for you. It's hard for you to do. And you can.
Mm-hmm.
So what's coming up for you? Coming up for you? Traveler,
cool.
Is there anything coming up?
No.
Traveler, Tamika Woods, you know, what's coming up for you?
Well, right now, I guess I'm listening and I'm looking at some of the chat comments, and I think everybody, again, is at a point where they're just trying to, for themselves, get a base, get a starting point.
Yes. Not to cut you off. I'm sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm agreeing with you. The idea is to get people back to themselves. The idea
right.
of the show was to go beyond the rhetoric, to get beyond the rhetoric. It is our first step into the unknown. It is our first step into the unknown. For those of you who have not been there, those of you who have had glimpses of it, those of you who are still trying to understand some of it, keep working, keep practicing, keep doing what you do best in your practice, because that's how it's going to continue to unfold. It's an unfoldment. There's no end point. See, the thing, people think, well, once I get there, I'm going to get, there's no end point.
Right.
There's never an end point to the mystery, and there's an endless number of mysteries. So the creation is creation. It's world without end. It's always moving and growing, and it's never going to stop. So the question is, how do you want to experience? This is where you need to get. This is why the model for our training, which is going to be rolling out in March, the superconscious model for living, the last step is experience, because that's really what it's all about. What do you want to experience? Not what do you have to. We have some comments coming in with our live chat. We got lots of chatters. I'm thanking all of you for being here, because you're being here and being present on this call. If this is the first time you're getting activated or touched by this information, there's more to come. That's all I can say. That's all I can say, because even if I tell you, it's never going to replace your experience of it. It's never going to replace you having a firsthand experience, which is your intimate knowledge of it, which sets it in stone for you. You will not completely know it until it happens to you. You have to practice. You have to meditate. You have to get – there's some tools, there's some techniques that we're going to be giving. But this is the most beautiful thing that I could do today, was to unfold – what was coming through, and it was saying it's time to just put it out there. So we're getting ready to put it out there and give more people back to themselves and let you know you are a superstar. And I don't even know if you know this, but many of us have a sphere of energy that surrounds our entire body. It's the same energy that surrounds the planet Earth. It's the same energy that surrounds every star in the galaxy and every universe. That energy is what we call a star. And the life force energy in that body, in that life force, in that object, is what you're seeing. You're seeing the life force energy of the essence of that object. But it's not the object. It's the life force energy that's important. See? And so that's what we're talking about. You have a sphere that looks just like the Star of David in 3D form surrounding your entire compass of your body. You are a star already. And this is what this education is going to do. It's going to give people back to themselves. It's going to let them know that you are at the helm. You are the star. You don't have to seek to be a star because you already are one. Be great as you are. You chose it. So now learn how to navigate and maneuver with it and that energy, because there's no right or wrong. There's only possibilities. And that's what's going on. Yes, I am. You are too. Be a superstar, because that's who you are. And we're going to give you back to yourself. I want you to be who you are, and I want you to stand in your greatness with all of your grandeur and beauty and all of your luminosity, and let the world know just who you are, because you are already great. That's what's up. Okay? So I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm happy to see Cheryl and Dream Master here. I'm going to be going on your show here as well after my show. I'm just so excited that everyone's tuning in today, because today is a very, very important show, and it's just going to unfold from this moment forward. Everything we do as a world community, as brothers and sisters, we are manifestations of unconditional love. That's my message for you, and I want you to know that you are an expression of unconditional love. Be who you are. You're the star. You are the star. And so it's a lot of this, some of this information about the Star of David is written in religious texts, but it's not as comprehensive, and it doesn't get conveyed the way it's being expressed right now. So there's some esoteric wisdom that's coming through as well. So I just want each of you to know you are great already, and that's the beginning of your unfoldment of your greatest potential and your purpose. You have a purpose in life, and you need to figure out what that is. I can't tell you. I can only lead you and guide you, but you have to do the work. No one can do it for you, because if we do it for you, then we're the ones learning, not you. It's like riding a bicycle. If I do it for you, will you learn how to ride that bike? No. You'll still be standing on the sidelines watching, trying to figure out, how is she doing that? It's not until you get in there and you practice and you fall down a few times that you learn. There's no right or wrong. You're going to have some bumps and bruises. Okay? There are going to be some ups and downs along the way. But it's the ones who get back up with perseverance and stamina, and stand in their being, knowing who they are, and say, I fell down the first time, but I'm about to get this. I'm about to do this. Right? So that's what we're doing. We're giving you back to yourself. But I can't do it for you. I can only show you the way, and then you have to step into the practice of it yourself so that you can experience it for yourself, and you can have your greatness shine through, and you can be that star that you say you want to be. And you'll remember why you came and why you're here and what you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And then you'll know where we're all going collectively, because we are working as a cohesive whole, even though we are individuals. And I just want to let everyone know that. So all of our listeners, we're coming up on the top of that. Is there any last things that you want to share and say, Traveler T. Woods, anything you want to say to the listeners before I give my final comments and closing remarks?
The only thing I have to say at this point is that you can't be afraid. You have to put yourself out there. You have to want to experience. You have to have a thirst for knowledge. No. Get out there. Find out what's going on. Find out what is beyond yourself in order to be yourself. Because you can't find that out if you don't know exactly what's out there. You can't form an opinion. You can't make informative decisions based on not knowing. You have to have the information in order to grow.
Right. Absolutely. But it's great. It's been wonderful. I love everybody. I want everyone to know that is who I am. I am an expression of unconditional love. Everywhere I go, I chant it. I was telling someone, I'm going to give you guys an experience that happened yesterday really quickly. I went into the hair salon, get my hair done, and the first thing I walked in and said, everybody, there was a lot of people in there. And I said, and when the door opened, they all kind of looked. I guess my light was shining, I guess. I don't know. I couldn't see it for myself, but obviously they saw it. And my hairstylist said, hey, mama, I see you. You're glowing. You look well rested. And I said, I am. And then I said, if you're afraid of love, anybody in here, if you're afraid of love, y'all better get up and walk out now. Because I'm an expression of unconditional love, and I got lots of love to give. So if you're afraid of love, but you still want to try it, just come on over here and talk to me. I'll give you some. And that is what's up. It's about going wherever you go, letting people know who they are, but that you are just a reflection of them. There's nothing to be afraid of. Okay? And so some people need the words so they can get it. Those who are in tune, they just feel it. And I hear Cheryl saying here, words are one way love happens, words are without the words. And this is true. But there are a lot of people who are asleep to it. They're not going to get it. And my purpose of being here is to be an expression of unconditional love for everybody, no matter where they are. I'm going to meet them where they are. So I'm going to use the words. And those that I know can feel me without the words, I'm going to just send them the love energy until I don't have to. And then it just happens, right? So that's what's up. I'm loving everybody. I'm loving everybody. Just know that. When you come here, you're going to get lots of love. I'm so excited. I love you. So I just want everyone to know we broadcast biweekly on Saturdays. You can access our show archive on Oracle Learning Community, iTunes, or here on Blog Talk Radio. You can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, YouTube, and other social media sites. Also, bookmark us as a favorite here in Blog Talk Radio if you have a profile. And if you don't have a profile, sign up, get involved, be engaged. Also, visit us on the Oracle Learning Community. We're going to have some prizes next in our next show when we air with Cheryl Lynn. We're going to do some giveaways and gift certificates, but you have to participate in a live show because we're just going to do it for a short time span. So if you join the live show, we'll be giving some giveaways away and gift certificates. So definitely tune in to our next show. It's a very powerful show that's coming up. That show is entitled Energy Etiquette with Cheryl Lynn. What is energy etiquette? Why is it important? Why should you be concerned with how to apply it effectively in your daily living? Join me and Traveler in 2 weeks as we interview Cheryl Lynn and learn just what energy etiquette is all about. And we love you, and we'll come with your expression of unconditional love. Connect, share, communicate, learn, and share your viewpoint with the Oracle Learning Community. Solamente aquí, only here on Oracle Radio. Thank you, everyone, for attending and making a wonderful contribution. Is there any last comments? Traveler.
No, everyone have a good time, and I will see you on the next show.
Absolutely.
The ideas and views expressed, shared, and communicated are not designed to limit, change, dispel, or ridicule individual ideas, religious convictions, beliefs, or unique mindsets. Our intent is to challenge conventional views in ways that may or may not have been exposed and debated before. The goal is to educate, enlighten, inspire, and provoke new ideas, viewpoints, and creativity in any and everyone who is willing to listen, communicate, and share their own ideas, beliefs, and perspectives. By sharing, we may be empowered to collectively transform our world and live according to supreme design, as well as our own, in ways that will transcend our present reality.